From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. President Obama heads this week to the summit of the Americas in Panama, where he will meet with the hemisphere's other heads of state. But WLRN Americas editor Tim Padgett says Obama first travels to Jamaica today, where Caribbean leaders are happier than usual to see him.
Like so many stories in Latin America and the Caribbean these days, this one involves Venezuela and its socialist anti-U.S. government. That's because Venezuela's economy is collapsing, which means it can no longer afford its multi-billion dollar Petrocaribe program. For years, it's provided poor, energy-starved Caribbean nations with cheap, subsidized oil. The Caribbean is an important hemispheric crossroads, so as Venezuela begins to withdraw, Washington sees a chance to fill the void and strengthen its own ties with the region. Hence President Obama's two-day state visit to Jamaica. He'll meet with Jamaican Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller and other leaders of the Caribbean Community, or CARICOM, whose countries are suffering some of the world's heaviest debt crises. From there, for Obama, it's on to Panama on the Summit of the Americas, which will take place April 10th and 11th. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
The Archdiocese of Miami and local immigrant support groups are getting behind a program that encourages legal permanent residents to become United States citizens. The New Americans campaign educates people about the whole naturalization process and connects eligible residents with local services that can guide them through that process. Maria Rodriguez is the director of the Florida Immigrant Coalition.
Citizenship is the only protection against deportation. Legal permanent residents are deportable. If they commit an offense, if they're at the wrong place at the wrong time, have a felony, they are deportable.
Rodriguez says one of the primary barriers stopping legal permanent residents from becoming U.S. citizens is cost. The price tag to apply for naturalization is $680. Part of the campaign is to let those who are eligible know about a fee waiver program specifically for low-income applicants. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Christine DiMatte.